Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
You need what now?
May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Oh, okay. 75757.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Mm-hmm.
Just one moment, please.
Okay.
And may I also please have your name?
Karen, K-A-R-E-N, and it's Vaughn, V as in Victor, A-U-G-H-A-N.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Vaughn. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
P.O. Box 134, Bullard, Texas, 75757.
Okay, thank you for that information. I have located an account that shows your address to shipping and billing with your name. And I see that you're calling us. Let me just make this larger so I can see what you're calling us about. It shows the aloe vera face cream and also the aloe vera eye serum help with reducing fine lines and increasing collagen. And how are the products working out?
I don't like it. But anyway, is this Peak Diet? Is that the name of your company?
No, ma'am. If that's what's on the statement, that's the processor for what you revealed.
Is it Must Clean Tensity?
No, ma'am. I just read the name of the products. It's for the face cream
and
eye serum. Those are the two products. That's just who processed what you paid for each of them.
Okay. Well, now I'm charged April the 6th. It's pending on my Discover card. $92.90. I didn't authorize this.
Okay, that's called, that's called an end of trial charge. When you initially paid the $6.70 and the $7.45 on the 21st of March, wherever you saw the advertisement for these two products and you paid the shipping and handling, per the terms, you accepted a 14-day trial offer, which offers you the opportunity to try the products out first to see if you like them. There's no obligation with when you pay the shipping and handling, but it did provide on the webpage the retail prices or toll-free number. So in the event in trying the products out, if you changed your mind, you could call us and opt out or whatever you decided to do without a callback, though, and the trials expire. There's automatic enrollment into what's called auto ship. And your bill for the products that have been shipped to you.
Okay, I want that canceled. I want it all canceled. And I've already called Discover, and I'm going to put a dispute in.
Okay, if you've already contacted them.
I'm going to call them back. First, I'm trying to see if you're going to cancel this, because I need it canceled. I don't want none of this. And I want the $92.90 credited back. It's in pending right now.
Hmm.
Reverse it out.
Yes, ma'am. We have certain protocols that we follow as well. So if you can allow me just a moment to make sure that these are canceled. Here we provide customer service for quite a few online companies. So we're not the billers or shippers, but we're authorized to review the terms for the offer. Those were the terms for the offer that were on the webpage. So if you allow me just a moment on the recorded line, I'll have your cancellation codes.
Okay.
Now, if you've already spoken with your bank, the company does reserve the right to have a representative to contact us here just to confirm that there are no disputes, and we can get you credited once they confirm that there are no active disputes that are already on file.
Oh, I haven't done it yet. They advised me to call y'all first and see if I can get that credit. It's pending to reverse it out and cancel all of this. And then if you will not do it, then they told me to call them back.
Okay, now we can't refuse to cancel accounts. We don't place these. And the whole thing with the subscription was optional. So we can't refuse to cancel. We just assist with orders once they've been placed. So on the recorded line,
okay.
I'll provide you with the two cancellation codes. which is one of the things that we're authorized to do, so that all of that is documented. Now, if you're telling me that you have contacted the bank and discussed the charges and they had you to contact Disperse, I can also provide mm-hmm. you with the information what the company offers as what is called a courtesy refund. Once you agree to their terms on the web page, it's considered like a binding contract between merchant and customer. The company courtesy mm-hmm. refund is 35% if you don't call to cancel before those trials are expired. Okay, and I'm sorry, I could have computed that if you did want to know what 35% of each one of them are. Which one of them is it?
$32.52.
I've not computed it. I just know that that's the base. That's
so in other words, I got to pay the $32. Is that what you're saying?
35% is what would be credited back.
Oh, 35% credited back.
92.90 is what it shows for the face cream. 35% of that mm-hmm. is $32.52 for that charge. For the 91.89, which is for the eye serum, let's see. 35% of that one is $32.16. They would be credited back as two separate credits that you would see reflected back in 3 to 5 business days. In our system, it shows that you were billed on the 6th of April, which was about.
Are you taking care of the other one too? Because on the 6th, I was also charged $91.89.
Yes, ma'am. That's the charge that I just provided the color credit on. So both
okay, so I'm getting
canceled.
Credit of $32.16, and what's the other amount?
$32.16 and $32.52.
And $32.52, and then I have to pay the remainder. Okay, will both of these things be canceled, completely canceled?
I've already canceled both of the accounts. If you check
okay.
your, yes, ma'am, I've canceled both of the accounts, so. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
So you are accepting the 35% refund that I can process?
Well, I don't want to because I think I'm due the whole amount back, but on both of them.
Well, we can't process the full refund, and we're kind of the in-between person here. When it comes to terms and conditions, and you agree to certain things on the website, that's what the company can actually hold you to.
I didn't see that. I should have looked better. Yeah.
Okay, allow me just a moment, ma'am.
Well, y'all are a racket.
Do you mind while I put you on a brief hold?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I will hold. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize for the wait.
It's okay.
Okay, the company can meet you.
I've been sick, that's why. I've been sick, and that's why I hadn't been able. I'm 70, almost 78.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was real sick, and I hadn't had a chance to get back on the accounts or anything until today. And they sent me, the place sent me, something on my email saying that, you know, if I had these charges, if they were mine or not. And I went and looked and I said, nope, they're not mine. So anyway,
okay.
I could have got to it faster if I wasn't sick.
I understand, ma'am. Now, have you actually reported that to them as fraud?
Who?
Have you,
the company,
bank,
I mean, the.
You, yes, ma'am.
Well, I told them that that was not my charges. And they said, well, we can't do anything about it. You have to contact y'all. I have to contact y'all.
Okay.
And then they said, if y'all would not cancel or give me a refund, to call them back.
Okay, well, we'll do what we can as the between person to work it out. We can meet you halfway with the 50% refund for the $91.89, which would be $45.95. And for the $92.90, you would be refunded $46.45. It would be those two separate credits. It takes about 3 to 5 business days for you to see that reflected back.
Okay. And you have canceled that. These charges will not come through my account again, correct?
The accounts are canceled. I'll still provide the cancellation codes for each one, but there's no future
okay.
charges or future shipments.
Okay, that's great. Okay, and what is the cancellation code?
The cancellation code for the eye serum is C as in cancel, F as in fox, the number 7.
Wait a minute. Start over again. I'm sorry. Start over again.
It begins with the letter C, as in cancel.
Okay.
The letter F.
Okay.
As in fox. The number 7.
Okay.
The letter A as in alpha. E as in echo. 8, 5, 8. The letter E as in echo. The number 0. The letter B as in bravo.
Okay, C, F, 7, 8, and then an E, and then an 8, and then a 5 and an 8, and then an E and a D and a B. Or is that an O and a B?
The number 0, E0B.
Okay, 0B. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Got
and after
it.
The number 7, that's the letter A as in alpha or apple.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 8. Okay. A, 7, A, E.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then 8, 5, 8?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. And for that face cream, it is the letter C as in cancel, the number 9, the letter D as in delta, the number 4, the letter C as in Charlie, the letter C as in Charlie, 06802.
Okay. So it's C and then D, 9 and then a D as in David, 4CC06802.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes,
will I get an email on this or anything, or sent something in the mail, or what happens?
Information's usually sent automatically by the system. We don't send manual emails. So,
okay.
If you checked anything, it would be the email address. Excuse me. We don't send manual ones, but that is the verbal cancellation code. If you want to confirm that. You can, of course, reach back out to someone here in customer care. They can confirm the confirmation numbers. We're a 24/7 call center. And
okay, the confirmation codes, I've got them. And you said it takes 3 to 5 days before I get any money back, right?
3 to 5 business days. If it's still pending, then possibly when the charges post. Then it's 3 to 5 business days. It just depends on the financial institution. Since this was billed a few days ago there.
Well, it's pending on the 6th. So today's what, the 8th? Let me see.
Today's the 8th. That was 2 days 8th. Ago.
Okay. Okay. Oh. So usually they run through to probably today. They're probably going to run through.
Okay.
Because I think they have them out there pending for 3 days.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was wanting to know.
That's okay.
accepting the 50% refund?
Well, I guess so. If you can't refund the whole thing.
I can't refund the whole thing, but I'll see if I can add to it, because those products
okay.
are not accepted back as returns.
Okay. I appreciate it if you can get most of it back, because I'm not in very good health, and this will upset me big time.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yes, ma'am. What we'll do is we can refund you 75% of it.
Okay. I'll agree to that.
Okay, so 75%. Yes, ma'am. Of that $92.90,
okay.
It will be $69.68.
Okay.
And let me just, okay, 69, 68, and I always compute it twice. Let me just do it again. Take that back out. 92.90. Yep, that's it. 69.68. It's too many digits. And it'll be just a moment.
Okay.
All right. So the $69.68. Actually, it's not showing on our end that it's pending. The charge, the refund, of course, went through rather easily. But you have a transaction number of R151.
Wait a minute. R151.
307.
07.
Uh-huh. R151307.
Okay.
And that's the refund confirmation for the $69.68.
And 68 cents.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, for the second one, 91.89. Okay, for the 75% for the second charge, that is $68.92.
Okay.
Okay, 68. All right, and I'm waiting for it to process.
Okay.
Okay, for the $68.92, that refund confirmation is R150659.
Okay, I got it. R150659.
Yes, ma'am. Please allow
and the other
325.
One was R151307. I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
I appreciate that, and I'm sorry. I was kind of upset, you know, because I just don't feel good. But anyway, I appreciate what you did.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. Please allow 325 business days. You will see that. Are those two credits reflected back? Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
As long as I know all of that's canceled, that's good. I don't want to go through this next month.
yes, ma'am.
Okay, appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a good evening.
And your name is Rachel, right?
Yes, ma'am.
R-A-C-H. Okay, I got it. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.